Welcome to Sundays. We're your hosts. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Steph. It's been so long.
It's been way too long. We haven't recorded an episode in 2 weeks, and it's definitely feeling like it's been a year.
I know. Oh my gosh.
I know. I feel like a little rusty from not recording. I feel like even with when you don't record a little bit, I think like I lose practice and then I'm like nervous again. So
we need to fix that.
We got this.
Yep. Let's jump right in. We've both been traveling. So I went to Mexico for 10 days, had an amazing time. It was Zoe's second birthday. And since it was her golden birthday and we hadn't taken a family vacation in a while, we just decided to do it big and had a really good time. So it's good to be back though, for sure. And you were traveling too, Sarah, right?
Yeah, I went to Pakistan to see my family. So if you guys aren't following me on Instagram, I essentially went to Pakistan because my entire immediate family lives there other than my brother and my sister who live in California. But it was so nice to go back and visit everybody. I went for my baby cousin's wedding. It was just a really fun, festive time there. And I love being there because I don't have to lift a finger and everybody takes care of me. It's like the best feeling ever. I always come back so relaxed.
That's nice, especially like visiting family for an extended period of time to like come back relaxed and feeling good and not like stressed or flustered. I love that for you.
I know. It's just so good. I feel like I don't even have to pack anything. I literally just take like my toothbrush and I leave. So it's the best feeling ever because it's such like there's like no stress. Like I don't have to plan outfits. I don't have to do everything. It's just over there. I have a home there. It's like kind of nice because I'm going to my second home, you know?
I love it. Okay, so we are diving into winter fashion trends for 2022 today. The last time we talked about this, we were kind of discussing fall fashion trends, and it seems like you guys really liked that episode. So we're going to just do it again, but this time we're talking about winter because we're headed right into that season. So let's discuss.
Yep, we have a lot to share with you. I think what we did was we kind of sifted through all the trends that we personally love, and we're just going to kind of comment on that, and then also some trends that we don't love. So we're just going to have a good discussion, just some girl talk, you know?
Yeah, so grab a glass and let's do this, ladies.
Okay, Steph, let's talk about color. I feel like color is really big this season. There's some color blocking trends happening, and then also electric hues where you're seeing a lot of like neon greens and hot pinks. What's your take on that?
I honestly love seeing the boldness of the color for the season. I feel like a lot of times with winter fashion, sometimes we tend to go towards more like neutral tones and neutral coats. So to see like people having fun with color is exciting. The idea of color blocking, I was like looking through one of the articles and seeing like a bold pink coat with an orange outfit underneath and just like really having fun with the fashion and not feeling like, you know, because like winter, is it called like winter depression? It's real, you know? So I feel like if you can have fun with your fashion and, you know, bring color into your life some way, I think that's really good and a lot of fun because it gets dark. I was thinking like it gets dark so early here, like seasonal depression.
Exactly.
Is real. Like, mm-hmm. Wear some bright colors, girlfriend.
No, I know. And I feel like for myself personally, like, I think like I always hide behind my big black parka. And then I'm just like, you know, I totally get that. I feel like it's nice to add an element of like brightness and happiness kind of injected into like the gloomy weather. And I think you also kind of stand out. So like, if you love to stand out with your fashion, now is the time to do it with these electric hues that are like really big for winter. And then of course, like even with color blocking, what I love about a trend like color blocking is that it encourages you to bring in more solids into your wardrobe. So even if it's like, you know, like a hot pink jacket or like a neon green dress, like whatever it might be, I think like solids are also nice to kind of have in your wardrobe because then you can build around it and they're just so much more easier and more versatile to style than like patterns would be.
Yeah, totally. And it's something that you can get more cost per wear out of. Like you could wear it multiple different ways, many different times. So yeah, I totally agree with you on that.
Yeah. And then like, I think like the the colors that were standing out the most to us were hot pink and neon green, kind of like the Bottega green. And personally, just with like the way my style evolution is happening, I would definitely gravitate more towards like an all green look or just like that Bottega electric green look than I would a hot pink. For me, like green kind of is a lot easier to style with neutrals, I think personally, because I love like injecting it with, you know, a camel coat on top or having like a green bodysuit, like a lime green bodysuit, and wearing it with like leather pants. I think that could be like really chic as well. So personally, I think I gravitate more towards the green.
Yeah. And I think for me, I'm more of like the Barbie pink. Like I love, love, love that trend. And if I had all the money in the world, I would buy all of the Barbie pink pieces from Valentino right now.
I love it.
Like so, so chic and fabulous. And yeah, I think our styles are so different. So I would totally wear pink all the time in so many different ways, but I totally get what you're saying. But yeah, I love the pink and I love that for winter. For fall, it was like head to toe pink. For winter, it looks like it's like these pops of pink. So I'm seeing pink outerwear with your jacket, your big vest, like puffy coats, and then layering it on top of like your everyday outfit. So I think I'm liking seeing the different ways that you can incorporate the color into your wardrobe.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so the next trend we want to talk about, which I think Steph and I are both very excited about, is Western. And like some of the big things that are really sticking out are cowboy hats and fringe. And I think with like a lot of people moving from California or New York to Texas, I think like Western has become like a really big trend. And I'm like really into it because I think Western can be like super chic depending on how you style it. And it also adds like this element of like interest to any outfit. So like, for example, like when we were reading this article, I saw this lady wearing like a camel suit jacket. And then she had like a Gucci, like a hunter green Gucci bodysuit underneath. And then like a green felt cowboy hat. And it just looked so chic. It just like, I don't know what about it. Just like in my mind, just feels like it like instantly elevated the look. And she was wearing like super like fall and winter colors, like a darker green with camel. And then she had like a ox blood lip. Like I think it just like worked so well together, but it just looked like so fashion forward. Like I'm so into this trend.
Yeah, no, I know what look you're talking about. And she did look really chic. And honestly, like I love a cowboy hat and I love fringe because I feel like these are kind of like timeless, seasonless trends. You can really invest in great pieces. Like I would wear fringe in the spring, depending on what the piece is. I would wear a cowboy hat year round. Like these are pieces that you can wear all the time. So I love a great cowboy hat. I love that fringe can also be incorporated into your outerwear. That's one way I've seen it for winter. So yes. Lots of coats with fringe on the pocket, at the bottom of the coat for the detail there. I mean, I feel like there's just a lot of different ways you can incorporate it into your fashion this season. So yeah, this is a good one for sure.
Yeah, I totally agree. I know I've been seeing a lot of like camel coats with like some kind of fringe element onto it, either if it's like an attached scarf, it has like a little fringe on the bottom, or like you said, the pockets with little fringe detailing. I think it's super cute. But then also like for the holiday season, like having a dress, like a fitted dress with like a fringe on the bottom, I feel like it could be like super chic and like very stylish.
Yeah, I definitely love that for holiday. Fringe is making me think about this coat I used to have years ago, and I'm like regretting. I think I donated it. I should have kept it.
Oh, man, I know. I feel like that always happens, right?
Yeah, I should have totally kept it. It was fabulous. But oh well, somebody else is on trend for winter because of me.
There you go. Paying it forward.
Yes, paying it forward. Okay, so next up is all about maxis. So like maxi skirts, dusting the floor with just fabulous material. Seen a lot of like full length looks. And yes. I feel like, I don't know, I really like it. And
same.
Yeah, yeah. One way I've seen it a lot is with denim, but also like, what other materials? Like velvet, corduroy.
Even leather. I've seen some like leather maxis, but like I am dying for a maxi, like a denim maxi these days. I'm so into it. I think it's also because like there's a denim on denim thing happening right now as well, which I'm so into. I don't know if you guys saw our trip from Vancouver. If you saw on our Instagrams, I was wearing like this full denim look. Well, I guess like the jeans had like a leather element to it, but it was like three quarters of it was denim. Okay. But it was like so good. And I'm really into it. And I've seen, I think even for Fashion Week in New York Fashion Week, we saw a lot of people wearing like denim maxis. And then I saw this blogger wear these like amazing, I know this is not a maxi thing, but now I'm like going off topic, but like these LV vintage denim. Oh, so good. They were so good. I need them in my life.
You do. You're gonna have to send me a picture because you've mentioned these jeans a couple of times now.
I know. And
I need to see what we're working with. I need to see
it's how much literally like the LV like logo all over the jeans. Oh, they look so good. And they're such like a classic piece. Like, of course, like jeans are never going to go out of fashion. And like you could wear it with just like a wide tank top and like maybe even a denim cowboy hat if you could find one, kind of 90s, kind of retro. But I think it's like, I would so wear that.
I could totally see you wearing that.
Yes, we need to find it. But yeah, going back to maxis, we're into it.
Totally. And mixing the two, denim with maxis, seeing a lot of that as well. Yeah, I think like a great denim jacket, maybe cropped with a fabulous maxi skirt with a pair of boots, maybe the stupidly expensive Prada tank top that Sarah wants. No,
it's like a hot topic. I feel like I still am thinking about that top stuff.
I think one day I'm going to like find you and you're going to be wearing that.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm going to see like this disappointed look on your face.
I mean, honestly, I won't be disappointed. I think I'll just be envious of you that you felt comfortable enough to spend $900 on a white tank top because I just know I would get makeup all over it.
I know. No, I know. It doesn't make any sense. Especially following our recession episode, it makes no sense. Don't do it, guys.
Yeah. Wait until maybe there's a price change.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Cutouts. What do you think about cutouts, Steph?
I love cutouts. I don't know how practical they are. I was actually surprised to see this as a winter fashion trend. I love cutouts. I don't
that
know
is if true. It's
practical for the girlies that are going to be living up north. Like, I mean, it's cold outside, you know, like it's chilly. So having like yourself bare in certain parts, I don't know if it's totally practical, but you could always add a great coat. But I do love cutouts. I love the idea of a great cutout for like a holiday party dress, or suiting is really big for winter, but I feel like it's always really big. But, you know, adding something with a cutout underneath a fabulous blazer, with a trouser. I can see it. I like it. I just think you got to make sure you are prepared for the elements if it's cold outside.
No, I totally agree. I think cutouts can go one way or the other. Like either they can be super chic or they can just be like kind of like a younger vibe and more like clubbing vibe, which of course, like at this point in my life, I'm not into that. But I have seen a lot of cutout bodysuits with like suits. I think that looks so chic. Like it doesn't have to be like a cutout on your stomach. Like maybe it can be like an interesting neckline where it's like peeping through your blazer or something. You know, I know that Anina Bing like two seasons ago made this like tank top that I have, and it's mostly just like a cutout around your neck, so it's not like showing too much skin, but just like a little bit around the neck. And I think it looks like super elevated and really chic. And if you can wear it with blazers, I think it's just like a really nice vibe. Although I am really into like cutout bodysuits with suits. Like, I think it just looks so good together. It's like a really nice juxtaposition of like sexy, but then also sophisticated. It's like a really like modern, confident woman vibe.
Yeah, I'm into it. Totally. Yeah, definitely. I like the, I don't know, I like the juxtaposition of a sexy cutout bodysuit with an oversized blazer and a trouser.
Yeah, it's so chic.
Yeah, I really love that.
Okay. And then I think one of the trends that I think we talked about in the fall episode is kind of carrying over. And this time it's more about metallic bags. But I think like metallics and sequins are still going to be pretty big this holiday season. I mean, why? How can they not? Like, I feel like they are every season, every holiday season.
Yeah. Sequins, it's just not going anywhere. It just depends on how you wear it, you know, like, I don't know. Actually, I was going to say like maybe this year it'll be dresses, because I remember one year like dresses were really popular, and I have a great sequin skirt that I just got in. But I really feel like all of it, you can wear it anytime. I don't think
it changes.
Yeah, I don't think
also,
it changes.
Also, even with like suits, like I think like suiting or like tailored stuff is like so trending these days that you could even find maybe like a suit that has like a little bit of a sheen to it. It doesn't have to be like fully metallic, but it can have like the look of like a little metallic to the fabric. Like I think even something like that that's a little bit more subtle would still like work for the holiday season.
Totally. It doesn't have to be fully in your face, you know, if you're not into that. There's definitely ways to incorporate a little pizzazz into your outfit without being like super overkill.
I agree. But like with metallic accessories, for example, like I saw Prada just released like their classic pointy toe shoes, the ones with the kitten heels, but this time they're like this gold chrome. Oh, they look so good. They look
Prada.com. Let me see.
They are, oh, with your skin tone too, they would look so good, Steph. They would look so good. But then you have like your silver metallic little Fendi, which is super cute as well.
Yeah, I love that little bag. Love, love, love. And then did you see that Fendi is bringing back more sequins this season?
Yes, their like baguette. The baguette.
Oh, girl.
I want that bag. But I'm going to wait.
I literally, like, I have an essay that I, you know, follow, and she'll post what's new. And I have, like, hearted the sequin bag because she's posted it a couple times. It's very similar.
What color is it?
She had purple, she had green, she had like a rose gold.
Oh, I think I saw the purple and the green. Those are both really good ones.
So gorgeous. I keep hearting it in her stories, and she's like DMing me, you know, it's available. Are you ready to buy? And I'm like, girl, no, no. Stop tempting me with a good time.
No, I know. I know. We have to like wait. We have to practice some self-control.
Yeah. I have to save money. I cannot be doing this. But yeah, it's very tempting. Gorgeous. If you are interested in, you know, making it rain this holiday season, go check out Fendi. Gorgeous, gorgeous bags for gorgeous, gorgeous girls.
Yes. Yeah, I'm so into that vibe. Also, like, I think metallics you could like easily wear. Like, I've seen a lot of like metallic like pants come out recently. Like, ones that have like almost like a chrome look to them. Like, I don't know if it's like a leather material or what it is, but it just looks so good. So even if you got like a statement pant and then just paired it with like a white tank top, which is of course still trending, and then just a classic tailored black blazer with like maybe a red lip, it's just so chic.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I've seen that a few times too with the pants.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I love that.
And then the last one, well, not the last one, but another one is corsets. So I've been seeing corset tops and belts literally everywhere. I actually have a couple in my cart right now.
Corset belts or tops?
Tops.
So for my body type, I don't think that corset belts are really the vibe, because I don't think that they would work for me because I'm shorter and I have larger boobs. But I think for you, they could definitely work. Although I think like I would definitely be more into a corset top rather than a belt. Although a belt is like so effortless, like it can just instantly elevate like any kind of outfit.
Yeah, totally. And the way I've been seeing it styled is like, you know, a sweater dress or like a top and a skirt, and you add the belt, you know, just below the bust, and it just adds an interesting element, like another layer of dimension. Like, it's just different. It's, I don't know. It's doing a lot without doing a lot, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. For if you can pull it off, you should definitely try it. Because again, like we said, it's like super effortless. Like you can just like put it on even over a sweater dress and it'll instantly elevate your outfit.
Yes, totally. And I agree, Sarah. I don't know if I see you rocking this style, but no, I definitely,
not at all.
Yeah. I feel like it might make you look shorter.
Yeah, I think
don't
so.
Take away.
No, parts no. Of your body. You definitely need to learn how to dress for your body type for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're going to talk about some trends that we're not loving. And for me, one of them is Y2K. Like, please, why? Who is bringing this back? Like, why are, like, super short, mini, low riding jeans and, like, I don't know, like, lower pants in season? Why? Why?
Yeah.
I don't get it. It just doesn't make any sense.
I don't need to go back there.
No, I don't need to be going back to the 2000s. Like, please. That was probably one of the worst trends was, like, what do you call them? Do you call them low-riding jeans? Like, what do you call them? I don't even know.
Yeah, damn like it. Low-rise jeans.
Low-rise. Oh, my God. Why? Like, I totally blanked. Okay. Yeah, I don't know why low-rise jeans were even an invention because I would say 98% of the population cannot pull that off. And they're so uncomfortable.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, how are they uncomfortable?
I don't know. For me, I feel like they would just be uncomfortable because I would just feel like they would be like dropping off of me. I don't know. I feel like as women, we have just been spoiled by high rise.
Oh yeah. I'm not giving up my high rise jeans. I think I saw a post somewhere like high rise jeans are out. And I'm like, baby, where? Because I'm wearing my high rise jeans like till the end of time.
Exactly. But even with tights or whatever, like I just feel like so snug, you know, I just feel like held in.
Yeah.
I
need
a little hug.
Support. Yeah.
Yeah. All or just like a little hug, you know? I feel like if I don't have like a high rise item on my body, like a bottom, I just feel like this is not, I don't know. I'm just not used to it. I think that's what it is.
Yeah. And honestly, like I have not that I have to do sit-ups or anything. Like I'm not saying that or trying to say like you have to have flat abs to wear low rise. I would feel more comfortable in high rise than low rise just because I would have a whole belly hanging out.
No, I know? Totally get that. Yep.
Yeah. So that's where I see.
I remember it being uncomfortable, but maybe I just haven't worn low rise in such a long time. I just don't know. I think I would just feel weird wearing it because I just haven't worn it for so long. And I forgot about it.
Yeah. It's not for me, definitely.
Uh-uh. No.
Although there's this top. There's this like corset heart-shaped top that I love. And the model is wearing it with a low-rise jean. And I'm like, this looks amazing on you. But I don't know. And though it looks like the way that the corset is cut, like it looks best with low rise. So I really hope that I don't end up buying a pair of low rise jeans just to make this corset look like the model. We'll see.
You're going to have to send me a photo. I'm going to have to determine this with my own eyes, Steph.
Okay. I'm going to send it to you so you can see. But I'm so excited. I love this top. What else are we not wearing?
Chunky platform boots. We already had this conversation in the last episode, but I'm still not into that vibe.
Oh my gosh. You got to get into it. But no. you're into the Bottega chunky boot. This is a very specific style. You're not into the platform, right?
No, I'm not into the platform super chunky, but I guess as chunky as I'm willing to go is the Bottega Chelsea boot. Which is still not like as chunky because some boots are like super chunky. Like the Prada combat boots are like really chunky. And I think like some people can pull them off so amazingly. But for me, just the way my style is right now, I just feel like I just don't even see myself like getting a lot of use out of a boot like that.
Yeah.
You know, I might wear it once or twice, but it's definitely not like a wearable thing for me. So like even investing in something that's like super expensive, like those Prada chunky boots, like I really just don't see myself wearing them very often.
Yeah. And see, I like the Valentino platforms, which I feel like I've been seeing a little bit of both. There's the chunky boot trend and then there's the platforms, which they're both kind of being, you know, talked about in the same conversation. But yeah, I feel like I'm more of a platform girl if I were to dabble in that. I already have several pairs of chunky boots. I feel like that's not really a groundbreaking trend, you know? Like chunky boots have been like trending for the last 10 years, you know? So I feel like when people write about it, it's like, okay, girl, you took the easy way out, you know?
No, I know what you mean.
Yeah. So yeah.
Although I can definitely see you wearing a platform boot. It's just like not for me.
Yeah. No, I agree. I feel you. Yeah. Well, I feel like we've covered a lot of good trends.
Yeah, and wearable ones too, I think. Like, I think like these are all like super wearable.
Yeah. Okay, so what's your favorite?
I would say the denim on denim and the cowboy hat and suiting. Yeah. Because those are the ones that I can think like I can wear the most. And of course, like metallics and sequins, because those are just classics at this point. Yeah, especially for the holiday season.
Yeah, you're going to need it. You're going to need them.
Mm-hmm. How about you?
I would say the bold colors. So I love color blocking. I love a hot pink. I'm loving the Western trend. So I might have to get myself a cowboy hat and
yes.
maybe get myself another coat with fringe since I gave mine away.
I need
to
get myself a nice suit.
Yes.
Is what I need next.
Yeah. I have this fabulous Gucci blazer. I need to get it tailored because it's a little big. But if I could like get a fabulous pant to go with it, I think that would be so chic because the colors, it's like the brown, I don't know, like the canvas kind of looking Gucci logo. It's like,
got I love that. Oh no, I saw a pant. I think that Gucci released another suit this fall, or it's still like part of their collection. It's like a gray, like tonal look. So it's got like, it's like a charcoal gray pant and a matching jacket. And then the Gucci logo is like a lighter gray. Oh, It looks so good. I mean, that is a classic suit. But then again, are you spending like $2,500 on like a suit right now?
Right. No. I got that jacket, you know, at a really good deal. So yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. You definitely need to have that tailored.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good chat, girlfriend.
Yes, we are back, you guys. We're going to be releasing again like every Sunday. So stay tuned. And if you haven't already, please rate and review. That would be so helpful for us. And let us know what you guys want to hear next. Like, you can always reach us at Sundays Pod on Instagram and give us some suggestions.
All right. Until next time, guys. Thanks so much for joining the conversation. We will talk to you next Sunday.
Bye.